John Peters.
Well, I started doing demos back in the late 60s for Radio 1. I did some work with Radio Luxembourg, actually went out there quite a bit, and did a demo, and I nearly got a job with Radio Luxembourg, and Mark Wesley actually got the job, but I still became friends with everyone.
Really, going back to how I got here, goes back to a place you may have heard about called the Biscuit Factory. Yes, you remember? United Biscuits Network, sadly no longer with us. But it was going for about 10 years. Started in about 1969, and it went through to 79, around Christmas time, I do believe. And I had the privilege of joining that network for a year in May of 1974.
Hi. Hello. Looking through a copy of a certain music paper, can I tell him? Yes, okay then, record mirror. Turn to page 23, I had a heart attack. Your name's in there. Oh. I don't know, something about Radio Trent.
UBN.
Don't believe me. 9 minutes to 9 o'clock. Double time check time.
Hello, this is John Peters, a voice you haven't heard on UBN for about 4.5 years now. It's nice to be talking to you again, though, even if it is on this sad occasion. When I heard UBN was closing, I felt like many others of the old team that we were losing an old friend. UBN, you see, gave me my start in broadcasting too. If I hadn't worked on the network, I wouldn't be where I am today here at Radio Trent on Nottingham's commercial station.
I literally left from there with about three other colleagues and came up here. And I joined Radio Trent in June of 1975. And we made about 4 million commercials and promos. And then we actually went on air in July. And again, it was my privilege to actually be the first man on.
Radio Trent broadcasts from Nottingham on 301 metres, 998 kilohertz medium wave, and on 96.2 megahertz VHF stereo. It's Thursday, the 3rd of July.
6 o'clock, good morning.
Well, the first time I actually came here was, in fact, when I actually came up to see the managing director. The audition tape had been accepted, and they just said, can you bring up some more bits of yourself in action? I said, yeah, no problem. On the train again, and I didn't know where Castlegate was. Someone said, Maid Marian Way is where you want to go. So I said, okay. I found that rather nice, and I carried on walking. I ended up at Tollhouse Hill, which is right at the top, before being redirected back down. And when I actually found Castlegate, I thought, well, rather nice, some period houses down here. And I found 29 to 31. I think it just said 29 and 31 on the door at the time. At the front door, I banged on for what seemed like an age. There was no answer. They still haven't got the key. I ended up going down the side entrance to the actual back door, where I was met by a contingent of workers who were having their tea break. I said, is this Radio Trent? And they said, I don't know, mate, I'm just fixing the floor. And there were a load of these chaps, and they're actually putting an extra floor in, obviously to do with soundproofing, and also putting the air conditioning in.
Radio Trent starts broadcasting to the Nottingham area on Thursday, July the 3rd, on 301 medium wave, 96.2 megahertz VHF. Until then, the IBA is testing on these wavelengths.
I can't remember much about the actual day before. I'm sure I was in here doing something rather.
There was a man.
I seem to remember in the evening I was preparing a few last-minute bits that I could possibly use for the breakfast show. And, in fact, the managing director came down with quite a few of the board members who'd not actually seen the station completed. By that time, of course, we were complete and ready to go. And he just said to me, aren't you on tomorrow? I said, yes. He said, well, you better get some sleep. Having said that, I finished the bits I was doing and then went homeward. Ended up at Gunthorpe Bridge having a nice pint in one of our Allegros that said simply on the side, Trent 301. And everyone kept looking at it saying, what? Of course, we were there and it was rather strange to see the Allegro with just Trent 301 written on the side. It was obviously quite an interesting, what's that, Trent 301? Of course, there was no mention of radio.
Paul, July. I'll go along with that. Good morning, sleepyheads. How are you this morning? Weather today, continuing mainly dry, sunny periods, becoming warm this afternoon.
And the first record, I wasn't quite sure what to play. Looking through the box, we only had one box of records in it. It was just a huge box of records categorised, and we had some sort of format to follow, what sort of record to play. I looked through the A box, which is the ones we always take out at the top of the hour after the news, and the one that just sprang to mind that seemed the most obvious one in there was Billy Paul and July, July, July.
Exactly where I'm going. I never
They seem to enjoy the choice of record by Billy Paul, which I think, in a way, epitomised the whole station. The summer, the sound, the feeling, the smell, and the challenge.
Fahrenheit this afternoon, 24 degrees centigrade. Who wants to hide away from the sun? Sweet sensation. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Welcome to 301. It's 9 minutes past six.
Trent 301.
Shooby-doo, shooby-doo. Yeah. Sister Sledge and Mama Never Told Me. I've just been handed another piece of paper with the weather on, and it says it supersedes the other piece of paper, but it still says 24 degrees centigrade, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. The outlook for Friday and Saturday and the weekend remaining mostly dry, rather cloudy at times on Friday, but sunny periods and quite as warm. Whatever that's supposed to mean. 6:26.
John Peters.
You can get 301 in your car. Got to tune into the station.
It was, I think one could safely say, quite a different format. The formatted sound of the station was something that I don't think anyone in this area had heard before. Let's be honest and say we were experimenting also, trying to bring radio up to date as it was back in the 70s. And the new concept of local stereo stations, this was something also quite new, which we used to push, of course.
Peter Quinn, Peter Quinn, Peter Quinn, listen in. Peter Quinn, Peter Quinn, Peter Quinn, listen in.
Shaky Wake Me and the Four Tops there. But at Motown Magic, John Peters is still with us.
Still with us.
If you started at 12 o'clock, surely you haven't had Christmas dinner yet?
No, I'm going to shoot off in a minute. That's a promise.
I see. So you're going to stuff yourself absolutely silly,
aren't you? Absolutely stuff myself. More than that, I can't say.
Would you like to pull a crack over?
Here we go.
Right. Oh, what the...
No, you said it then. Joking it too. What does it say?
If you try to buy happiness, you get poor value for your money. I go along with that.
I don't understand that, Chris.
Happy Christmas, John.
Cheers, mate.
Coming soon on Radio Trent, your chance to win prizes in the Radio Trent Superstar Jackpot, mornings and afternoons. Listen out for the Superstar Jackpot, coming soon to Radio Trent.
John, are there any rules and regulations regarding the loudness of music played in discos?
At the moment, I don't believe there is. I mean, people have a respectable level. Normally, it consists of how loud the equipment can go. I know at the moment they're trying to bring in some sort of legislation to limit the loudness of music, for example, in a discotheque, because they say it is damaging. But at the moment, as far as I'm concerned, there isn't any legislation at all.
What about the effect on DJs like yourself?
The whole thing depends on the volume. I mean, I wear them, I do 6 days a week here.
But have you ever heard of a deaf disc jockey?
I have heard of a few. Well, they're the people who perhaps use excessive volume. I mean, we have a volume control here, so you can turn them down or use a reasonable level as we do here. No one here, as far as I know, is deaf.
John Peters, Music Radio 301.
Would you like to read about independent broadcasting and about the ILR network, which includes Radio Trent? Television and Radio 1979 gives you the chance. Television and Radio 1979 is a book all about independent local radio and independent television. It's got 224 pages and over 300 illustrations, many in colour.
I think David mentioned something like a telephone voice on his show. I suppose we do a little bit like that. I tend to project it from my stomach and I get this big sound. I'm a big fellow, you know, there's no getting away from it. Although people expect me to be big in a different sense. Longer, you know, about 7'3" and blonde hair. For some reason, I hate to disappoint, but I'm working on it.
Notch it up one more, dear.
Right. But I think it's very important to know what you're doing, even if you don't know exactly what you're going to say next. And I know if Neil Spence heard me say that, he'd probably hit me around the head. I always know what you're going to do next, boy. And he used to say, keep on that straight path. Don't veer off it for anyone. You know, and that's basically what I do. But all these things go through your mind before the show, even though I've been doing it now for a long time. And I do have to... When I sit down there and I'm trying to get David Lloyd out the stair, get out of here! And he's dropping all the records on the floor and he's laughing because I've mentioned something or I've done the last link with him and he hasn't understood it. You know, it's great. And he's there trying to pick all the bits up. And I sit there and sometimes I only get a few seconds, but I've pressed that button. When I press that button, that's it. I'm off. off and running.
And between 9 and 12, it's Dale Winton with the Dale Winton Show, celebrating our fifth anniversary in style. Special guest will be B.A. Robertson, live in the studio, playing his some of favourite records and having a chat too. And don't forget the B.A. Robertson concert tonight at the Palais. And we'll be giving you more details about that as the time unwinds. Wake up, Harold!
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Randy Van Warmer, good morning. Whatever you decide, 17 minutes past 5. Stay with us on the Big 301. It's John Peters with you till 9 o'clock today. A couple of things for your diary. There's a summer fair going on July 4th. Starts at 6:30 p.m. on the grounds. 5:31 on 301 on our fifth anniversary morning call with John Peters. Nice to be back with you. Seems such a long time ago since that Thursday, the 3rd of July, when we started bright and early at 6 o'clock in those days. And we're playing some of the hits that we played during that breakfast show. So all you have to do is go in there between 1 and 3 and say, I want to take part in the birthday blowout. You bring your lungs and you just take a deep breath and you go... Oh, that's nice. Blown my candles out now. I can't see what's next. I think it's the Crown Heights affair. Good morning. You're listening to Radio Trent, independent local radio for the Nottingham area. Broadcasting on these frequencies. 301 metres, 998 kilohertz in the medium frequency band from the IBA transmitters at Trowell Moor and in super stereo at 96.2 megahertz in the VHF band from the IBA transmitters at Colwick Wood. Welcome to a new day on Trent.
A few years before I came to Trent, I used to work for the post office, GPO as it was then called, now called Telecom, and they used to have an 8 o'clock start, and that's one thing I could never do was be in for 8 o'clock. I was always under the line. I used to draw a line, you know, at 8:15, and I always used to sign on under the line, just about every day. And I suppose psychologically, when you don't consider yourself to be an early person, when it was offered to me to do the breakfast show, oh yeah, great, at 6 o'clock, you know, to this day. I've only been late for the breakfast show three times, which isn't a bad going. Mike Reed.
You're listening to independent local radio for the Nottingham area. This is Radio Trent on 301 metres in the medium wave, 998 kilohertz in the medium frequency band, and in stereo at 96.2 megahertz in the VHF band.
Wishes to say that for the next 90 minutes, good thoughts and vibrations from you, the listeners, may interfere with this program's transmission.
Don't touch me.
In all cases, do not, repeat, do not retune your dial.
And once again, it's a great big hail cruises. Between now and 8 o'clock, someone gave us an extra half hour. It's WRTC, wonderful radio trip, cruising with John Peters, through till 8 at 96.2 miles per hour with 301 cc. And there's only one cylinder. Tonight, the lay-by are in June 1974 and July 1970, plus the Fab Four Fakers. They sound like the Beatles, but they're not. Listen on. The Happy Hippie, Lay Back on the Lawn, Surfing Special, and a Cruising Original. In fact, we've got more spots on this show than 101 Dalmatians. Oh, and the Rhythm of the Road, too, which goes like this tonight.
I enjoyed it. It was like falling off a log, quite honestly, because it's my style that I've done for years, in many ways, albeit hidden within the rules. This was just a case to let my own ego, I suppose, come to the fore. A great many of the records, I turned my collection inside out to get those obscure ones that on their own would have sounded very weak, but with the others sounded like a part of a broadcast day. And we used to put it together, and it was difficult to put it together. Lots and lots of work went into it. It was only about 90 minutes. Lots of work went into it, but the actual presentation of it was more of a natural presentation. And if you listen carefully, there were mistakes in it, because it was a one-off thing. We had no time to rehearse it, because we had the whole 5 weeks of last August doing, I think I can't remember exactly how many shows, but John Shaw, rather like President Nixon, actually. John Shaw, he says, I've got most of them on tape, just a few missing segments. And he has, too. And he rides around in his car all day long with these cruising tapes from last year on, and people keep looking at him. You know, it's amazing. And we ought to sell them. Anyone want some?
And I tell you something else, too. It starts tomorrow, the cruising line right here on the big one. You can give us a call at 344-301 and say hi to your friends. You can talk to the hits.
The Breakfast Show. John Peters. Radio Trent 999.
And that one there called Rite Petite at just 20 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock on the big one. News of the Carlton Digby School and the fete I'll be opening tomorrow right after Jerry.
The idea of the one-liners is... if you take it's very difficult to do it now, but if someone came out the news with a line that could be bent in a light-hearted way, then there would be an answer for it straight away in a couple of seconds. Nothing written down as such. You could just come out with it. I can't even give you an example, but if you give me make up something.
England were all out today for 10.
Yeah, rather like this place. We close early today. You know, you can come up with things like that, or you could say something like, humour is my business, but looks like I've closed early today. You could do that on a bad day.
But a lot of the things you come out with, John, a lot of the things, there isn't actually, if you look at them closely, it sounds like there's something funny, and there should be something funny, but... and people are laughing. And then you ask them, you say, well, what are you laughing about? They say, John said it.
Yeah, I think that's the trouble.
But I think you get away with an awful lot as well.
I get away with a hell of a lot. My boss says I get away with a lot, too much. You know, he's good, my boss. Only the other day, we went round to see his collection of whoopee cushions. It was a great weekend,
John Peters!
John impersonation. Ish. No, I can't do it, Malcolm. What's this for?
Finally, police looking for a thief with a giant appetite. His haul from the Sunday market site at Langer included 46 tins of hamburgers and hot dogs and 3.5 gallons of orange squash. Full details of those headlines at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, back to Jolly John Peters.
And she thinks it's me. It's on the record there, isn't it? 7:42.
John Peters.
Hello, is Amanda there, please?
Yes, I just fetched
you. Thank you. That was George Benson, and in your eyes. I reckon she's probably still in bed. She had a party last night. Bit of a knees up. John Peters is on at 12. Brian Tansley's on at 2. And at 7, it's show retiring John Shaw. At 9 tonight, Peter Bailey and friends. At 10 o'clock, it sounds across midnight. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, it's John Peters and the Breakfast Show. Did she say I've got to get dressed? 10 o'clock, it's Len. We'll get to Christmas Day in a minute. Come on. I think she's having an argument.
Hi, you got a problem here?
We've got a problem, John. She won't come to the phone. I think this is what the problem is.
No, I'm here.
John's here waiting as well. She's having an argument, I think, with somebody in the background saying, hello? Amanda?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Amanda.
Hello, Amanda. You wouldn't come to the phone, would you?
No, I'm in bed.
You're in bed at the moment?
No.
You've got out of bed to talk to me?
Oh. Yeah.
But you haven't got anything on?
Pardon?
You've not got a stitch on, have you? What was the big argument about then?
Because I won't get up.
John Peters wants a word with you.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Are you all right, love?
Yes, thanks.
Yeah, is that it? Are you getting cold?
No.
Oh. Just a couple of points, David.
Yes?
I'm doing the top 30 at 12 o'clock.
Yes, okay. What did I say?
Just a couple of points. All right?
I still think there's great opportunity here. I won't be here forever. But I think while I'm still here, I shall have fun, still have fun. I hope the listeners do too.
10 minutes to 9 o'clock it is on Trent at 96.2, Radio Trent, 301, 999 and 96.2. Last time we can get to say that, really, because things change very soon, as you know, and I'm coming off the Breakfast Show, where we've been for the last 250 years, and, of course, moving over to one of our new little ventures that starts in about a week or so's time, called Jam AM, which you'll be able to hear on 999, i.e. 301 metres, all over the East Midlands. Also on 945, 217 metres, and also at 1260 kilohertz, which is about, about 317, 312 metres? 238, that's right, of course it is. Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius and Pisces. On the last of our star sign scenes this morning, let's find out what's happening for you. Can't wait for this. Friday the 23rd of September.
Well, golden sweatshirt, I think
we should
call it.
I've got my Jim AM Y-fronts on today.
Oh, good for you.
I've got the badge.
Not boxer shorts.
Have you? No, you've got to remember which way round the badge goes.
Oh, that's true. Listen, we have to go because we have our runners setting off. We're heading for the roundabout. Give us a flash on your lights. Give us a quick hoot on your horn.
Pardon?
And hoot on your horn and say good morning to us. We'll see you in Derby at half nine. We'll see you in Nottingham at midday.
Good luck tonight at 10 o'clock.
Thank you, Dad.
Okay, she will, of course, to be on Jim AM tonight.
The Great East Midlands, oldie station. Have a golden day with Jim AM.
Good afternoon and welcome. I'm John Peters, welcoming you to Jam AM, Britain's first 24-hour-a-day solid gold radio station. Thank you to David Lloyd, Kenny Haig at Leicester Sound and all the team, Dickie Stone and the team at Trent in Derby, and of course the team here at Trent in Nottingham, Gary Burton included. I'm John Peters, and from now till 1 o'clock, you're going to hear me at a strange time, playing the best in solid gold music. Also today, you'll hear the voices of Andy Marriott, Tony Lyman, a sports special with Tony Delahunty, Anne-Marie and Viv Evans, and of course, the best members around. So stay with us on Jam AM, go for gold, old and future, and stay with us 24 hours a day, right here on Jam AM.
Enjoy the fun, and golden oldies on 24-hour Jam AM.
And that's how it's going to be on Jam AM, 24 hours a day, 9.99, 9.45 and 12.60, all over the medium wave band.
In Derbyshire, Leicestershire and Nottinghamshire, the Great East Midlands, Jam AM.
And radio today has gone full circle. Here's the king.
Your teddy bear.
Yeah, that's Elvis Presley. I just
want to be your teddy bear.
Jam AM it is with me, John Peters. I've got to make a habit of stop opening this radio station. I tell you, that's how it's going now, right now. Hold on. Good morning. It's 7 o'clock and this is John Peters. Well, at last it's here. The station you've been waiting for, playing the music from the last six decades and today across the Great East Midlands. This is Sanga 106.6 FM. And this is your captain speaking. Fasten your seatbelts because Sanga 106.6 FM is about to take off.
Saga 106.6 FM. Your life, your music.
Across the Great East Midlands, this is Saga 106.6 FM, and in Derby on 101.4. Your life, your music. Well, good morning. I'm John Peters. Once again, 7 minutes past seven. It's been a long time coming, but it's here. I hope you're going to stay with us. Got to say thank you to thousands and thousands of people who've emailed us and written in letters too. And we have only just begun, but we're with you, and I know you're going to stay with us. Let's stay with another landmark song, courtesy of the Beatles.
Start your day with John Peters.
Well, it was all fun and frolics this morning after our bank holiday Monday, and two more wrong guesses to herald the start of £400 in the jackpot for that mystery voice. More chances to win with Tim Goff later on today on 090 1031 1066. But how did Holly fare on the birthdays?
John McNally with The Searchers celebrates his birthday today. He's almost a special age, which means he's almost at a retiring age.
59.
64. Who retires at 60?
My father.
Join me tomorrow for a full Saga breakfast.
You've got your hair all up this morning.
I know, I need it out of my face.
All right, OK.
You have that effect on me, John.
Oh, sorry, yes, it's only the first day too.
Saga 106.6 FM. The Mystery Voice.
Yes, I was going to say, it's not too bad there today. I was driving in this morning. Noticed it was a bit chilly in some areas, but yes, it's still rather mild, isn't it?
It is, but it's a bit frosty on the shed this morning.
Oh, right, on the shed.
Yeah, on the shed roof, I can see from
be
here.
Be careful if you're on the shed roof. All right, Marie, you've been with us before, have you? Some
yes,
time
I
ago
have,
now.
Yeah.
Was it in the summertime, you said?
It was, and my little dog was on barking.
That's right.
Just
oh, I remember, yes, yes. Yes. I wasn't sure who was having a go at the competition.
So, I'm offering a simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. I think I'm gonna cry.
Shh.
Oh. Although it's been said many times, many ways.
Quiet.
Merry Christmas.
I'm sorry.
To
you.
You've spoiled it now. You've ruined the ending. You mean you thought I'd done it? Huh. Okay, here we go. This is the first make of the winner. Well, would you believe it? I go away for a day and Gary Burton gives away the money. Congratulations to Pat Newbert of Newark. No, I don't know if she is from Newark, actually. Congratulations to Pat Newbert, who won £750 by guessing who this was. Call now. Call now to play 090 1031 1066. Say that again. Call now to play on 090 1031 1066 with Can't do it, can I? With two chances to win, with Tim Goff in tonight at 6:30, and with me in the morning at 7:30. Do you want me to put that number in again? That's 090 1031 1066.
Saga 106.6 FM.
And then after that, I rather retired. And then I got a phone call out of the blue from David Lloyd and Paul Robey, who I knew when they were this tall, at Trent. And they said, do you fancy... I said, well, no. So I've got a studio at home, so I thought, well, let's go for it.
Tomorrow's, and don't take away the music. No plans to do that so far. Thank you, Mr. Orr. Wow, he's off for another great weekend. Enjoy the Fab Four and Five and a perfect hand from Bob Dylan. What more could you want? OK. Welcome, one and all. Hello, I'm John Peters, and welcome to my Friday Fandango. I'm smashing down the door to another weekend and playing some gems like this. Listen out for Richie Valens, Canned Heat, a US number one today in 1975, written by Neil Sedaka, and some new music, yes, new music from Billy J. Kramer. We'll probably do it again before the show's out, no doubt, in my life with the Beach Boys right here.
It's John Peters.
Just one week at number one for the wonderful Bobby Gentry. And I'll Never Fall in Love Again this week at number two. Don't forget, there's no news at 1 o'clock. We go straight through to 1982. Great songs to play. But right now, let's run up our chart, looking at the 19th of October, 1969. New entry at number 20, Delta Lady, Joe Cocker. Down one at 19, Love at First Sight, Sounds Nice. Bad Moon Rising, Creedence Clearwater Revival, down 6 at 18. Up 3 at 17, Return of Django, and that's the Upsetters. There's an on-mover at number 16, the Bee Gees, and don't forget to remember, down one at 15, Throw Down the Line, Cliff and Hang Together. Mama Cass is getting...
The Vintage Charts.
It's 1 o'clock. Thanks for staying with us here on Boom Radio. I'm John Peters, continuing our Vintage Charts. Into the 80s we go. Are you ready?
John Peters. Music for our generation. Boom Radio, United Kingdom.
Well, this week we lose Adam Ant, Carly Simon, Simple Minds.
Merry Christmas.
A wonderful family wished to live in Bedford.
John Peters.
Along with Auntie Joyce and Uncle Rog. Dear old Uncle Roger. And we used to sit round the Christmas tree, which was in the window, and there are no electric lights there on the Christmas tree, but we used to put these little red candles on and light them all up. And we used to go, ooh. Then we had to blow them out because it was a bit of a fire risk. But I always remember that smell of extinguished candles to this day.
Merry Christmas from Boom Radio.
Radio Trend 301.
It just gelled and we had this magic which really did bust through these walls and was so well received. And I can't believe it's 40 years ago since all that happened. And there's so many wonderful people here with all the talents that helped it on its way. And I'd like to say thank you to you. Thanks to the old team. God bless you. And hopefully, if I can still drink, if I can still stand, I'll be here for the 50th. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Hold me. Oh me, oh me, oh my.